morning. It's a theme all throughout the Bible where everything God says, He's done it all. So just a few verses before I read my passage here. The Lord is well pleased for His righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping and to mourning and to baldness and to girding with sackcloth. And the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. I just want to point these out, all these things. It's a common theme through the Bible. God says, I'm doing it. In this passage, Isaiah 42, it's God speaking through Isaiah, and He gives us a glimpse of the gospel and His Savior. And then right after He does that, God issues a call to worship. So this is Isaiah 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And then here comes his command. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare His praise in the islands. So as we pray here, I was hoping you guys would repeat after me aloud. Lord Jesus, You are so good to me. Thank You, truly.